Coming in hot, 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 Lisa shares her financial tips and strategies to build wealth, have fun with finances, and be debt-free without having a restrictive budget. From bankrupt to millionaire, Lisa knows what it's like to feel as if you're living paycheck to paycheck. Her unconventional money multiplier system is the very wealth protocol that enabled her to retire 2.5 years early, pay down $100,000 of debt in 6 months, and move to her dream home at the beach.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to this episode of I Date Money. I'm your hostess, guess who? Lisa Drennan, Wealth Activator, coming hot with you with an awesome guest. Katie Suick is a business coach who works exclusively with purpose-driven dreamers who are ready to start, grow, or pivot their business to create extraordinary income and impact. And I am having trouble saying words this evening, so just bear with me. Thank you so much, Katie, for being here. A business coach exclusively for purpose-driven dreamers. I love that. Tell me about these dreamers, and are you one of them?
Oh, I'm a dreamer. I'm a big, big dreamer. I really believe that so many of us are living our lives just in the status quo and the box of what is expected. But I believe everyone, but a lot of people out there, they have this calling or this thing that they're meant to go for, and it taunts them, it pulls them, it tugs at them. And I've discovered in my own journey that I am here to serve those people and help them actually step into that and explore what's possible. Because let's face it, we get comfortable in our little box. It's the status quo. We get financially, you know, I guess, quote, secure. I don't know if that's actually a real thing, but we think it is. And we don't want to take those chances. And yet that inner pull isn't going away. If there's something that you're meant to do, it's going to keep coming back. So that is where I have found my little magic spot in the world, my sweet spot to be able to help people.
I love that. And stepping into your purpose is so important. And when you are driven by what your desire is, it just is fun. You know, like I don't have to do this. I get to do it, you know, because I retired from a 30-year career. And, you know, when I think about the dreams that I had, it was just like, yeah, to retire young and be able to do what I want and, you know, travel the world and, you know, in the seven seas. Isn't that a song?
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's going to be in my head. Thanks for that.
Yeah, up there. I did it. And when you think about, you know, I Date Money, it's all about, you know, manifesting money, managing money, and multiplying it. But when I hear the word manifestation, and I automatically think of, you know, like all the woo-woo that's out there, and like, you don't just say something. It's not, you know, the law of attraction. You need to take the action with it. But I like to do the visualization, which to me reminds me of dreams, because when you can map out the dream of your business, and I do this with my clients, like pretend your business is a brick and mortar. And when you open up those doors, what is the experience that you get when you walk in? And a lot of times entrepreneurs don't even imagine, they just kind of like wing it. Like, you know, they throw something at the wall and hope it sticks, right? So What kind of dreams did you have in your own business when it comes to the financial growth and expanding, like maybe building a team out?
That is such a loaded question, because I couldn't pinpoint that dream necessarily. All I knew was I started in 2011. I had three little children under the age of five. And all I knew was there was something that I was meant to do to help people. And it was at that time, in my mind, it was breaking through limitations. Because for me, I'm actually clinically deaf. So I wear hearing aids. And that was a thing that really held me back for a very long time, because I was, in my mind, broken, disabled, all the things. So I initially started out thinking, I want to help people break through those limitations. And the dream was obviously create a business where I'm creating income, so we're not stressed about money all the time, which did not come to fruition in those early years as much as I wanted it to. And I had to, over time, really come to terms with my relationship with money, which I'm sure you talk about all the time. Like, it's, I had this, like, money to me was like that cheating lover that would sneak away in the night. It was never reliable. It just would come and then it would get me all excited and then it would leave. And so I, over time, obviously my dream has become more clear to me. And now it's really about just extraordinary income and impact. It's about creating financial freedom, but freedom in joy, in the sense that my calling, my mission, my dreams are actually aligned with the work that I do. So I get to help the other people do that. So that's a very non-direct answer to your question, in that all I knew was I wanted to make a real difference for people. And I knew there was something in helping them break through their own limitations for me. And over time, I've come to understand that that's in the world of entrepreneurship, like really stepping into that person that you're actually meant to be in the context of creating the work that would not otherwise exist if you hadn't courageously stepped into your purpose.
Yeah, and that is so true. And I think a lot of times we don't even think about that. We just think about the moment of now, what's going to happen right now. And when you think about what is it, like that bigger picture. So what did you find in the most challenging on this journey for yourself?
Ironically, money. I'm like, okay, I see Lisa's invitation. Money, 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 money. I didn't know until this year, in fact. It's an ongoing journey, right? But I knew there was always this block, but I didn't know what it was. And this year I finally hired a coach that helped me with hypnotherapy and helped me really get to the grassroots of what the problem was. And for me, it was those young years where I grew up in feast or famine, and I had a lot of stories around money, and there was tension and conflict associated with it. And I was also taught there's a big difference between need versus want. So for me, it was bad or selfish to go beyond what I needed, which would explain years and years of having just enough. Just enough to stay like from starving, or like we've never gone hungry, but we never had cash flow or like extra money to do things. And so I understood this year alone that there was a lot of programming around that. Not that my parents were trying to teach me a certain thing, but my interpretation of my reality as a kid really started to come out in my business. So I've been at it for almost 13 years, and it's only been in the last two that I finally started to see a profit. And that to me carried a lot of shame. It carried a lot of, I'm a failure. I obviously can't do this. It tied into my old stories about being broken, disabled. I'll never be able to do what a normal person does. All of that stemmed to money and sense of worthiness. So when I realized that I didn't feel worthy of it, I was able to start changing, what that could look like. So that's money, and the lack of it is exactly why I do what I do, because I don't want other entrepreneurs to struggle so much in that realm.
Yeah, and it's so important. And I love how you're just like, I have money and we weren't talking, right? There's a scarcity mindset. And a lot of that comes from the way that we're brought up, the way, what we are, we weren't, no one's really taught finances, but we catch what our parents, what our family members are doing with money. And when you think about money as a person, what's your relationship with money like now?
It's a healing relationship. I have moments where I'm like, I don't know if I could trust you, but I catch it sooner and I realize it's a reflection of something else. Money is actually just the thing that is a result of what's going on inside of me. So now I see it as this beautiful exchange of energy, as this gift that as it comes in and it goes out, I don't have to hold on so tightly anymore. Because when you're in lack of scarcity, it's like, I can't let you go. But someone pointed out to me, and you've probably heard it, that currency is actually the same thing as current. It needs to be in movement, it needs to be in flow. And as soon as I was able to like release it and realize that it just ebbs and flows, it really it made me realize this is not that cheating lover. It's 100% me, and it mirrors back to my choices and my beliefs and my mindset. Yeah, literally, it corresponds to the way I'm being about money, not the other way around.
Yeah, I love that. I love that perspective. That is amazing. When you think about wealth, that means different things to each of us. What does it mean to you?
Because I used to carry so much shame around money, I thought that wealth was a form of greed. It was a form of excess. It was a form of, there's people starving in the world. How dare I? Now I see that money is literally, it's linked to everything else. So the more wealth I can create on in a financial way, the more I can create in my relationships, the more I can create in my business, the more I can create in giving back, it's connected to everything else. It's not isolated as I'm just wealthy in money. Because I could tell you for the last 13 years, I have felt very wealthy in all the other areas when it comes to my relationship, my family, my kids, my life, and feeling really fulfilled in what I do. I just needed to do some work on the money angle because apparently, like you said, I wasn't talking to money. I was telling money to, take a hike because I don't trust you. And no wonder it never came around. So, wealth to me is just an abundance of money, but not just money. I can have all the money in the world, but if I don't have my relationships and my meaningful work and all of that, then the money wouldn't mean anything anyway. I don't know if I answered your question. I think
Yeah,
so.
you did. No, that's awesome.
Okay.
Because it's a unique response because I mean, I have clients that believe wealth is, a tiny home on a wooded lot in, with lots of acres, and other clients who, like me, love a beach home, and they want more
Yeah.
space. Some people believe wealth is the time and quality that you spend with your family members and having experiences. So a lot of times when I ask this question, people were like, well, it's the ability to do anything and go where I want to go and not have to worry about it. So I love hearing everyone's different perspective about wealth and why they feel that way. And when you think about, managing money and the multiplying the money, what is your favorite way to manage it and to multiply it?
A great question. My favorite way to manage and multiply. So managing it, it's funny because you're asking me these questions and yet I keep going to the mindset angle of it because I think that's where my growth has been. So as much as I, obviously keep track, I hired a bookkeeper because I don't do well with understanding taxes and all that stuff. I think for me, it's recognizing that when it goes out and I invest in something, and then when it comes in, changing the pattern of how I would feel about that before. Because before it was like, oh my God, it's going out the door, never to return. Now it's like, ooh, I'm like letting it go, and I wonder what's going to come out of it, and it comes back in full force. So my way of manifesting more, I guess because I've never been motivated by money for the sake of money alone. I'm more motivated by, I want other people to feel free and to be able to go out and create that kind of abundance. And that creates abundance automatically. So the more people I can impact and serve, I just know that by default, the monetary value that comes back in will be great. But I guess, and I'm still in my journey. We all have ways to learn and grow. And in terms of tactical, practical steps, maybe I'm not quite there yet. I'm still in this sort of transition from this old way of thinking into ebb and flow. And what is that going to look like going forward?
And we're always in transition. I mean, even me as a wealth activator who loves money, dating money for years. I mean, I've been in finance and insurance since 1987. There's still so many layers to it. And it's a misconception. People think that it's one and done. Like, oh, I'm just going to implement this budget system and I'll be fine. I'll become a millionaire. I'm going to invest in this type of investment and my money is going to triple. No, because the thought process that we have, our thoughts are the most powerful tool. And that thought process that we have dictates our spending patterns. And, a lot of times we turn, especially if we're like me, we're really good at hiding feelings. I'm really good at hiding my feelings, something I've been working on in 2023 and will definitely be going deeper in starting now. My coach and I had a conversation about it today. But really feeling into those feelings, because when we most likely ignore them because, oh, we'll deal with that later, especially if you're busy, right? If you have distractions all the time or you create distractions. And when you push those feelings away, I like to personify everything. So the feelings become people, right? It's like, no, we're not going to talk to you, overwhelmed or anxiety or whatever. And when you push it away, your body, it stores it and it comes up for you. And like we're when you see things repeatedly, it's like, okay, there's a lesson I need to learn here. What is it? And you know, it's like your body, yourself is communicating, but you're ignoring it because you don't want to deal with it. But when you stop and deal with it, things get done so much faster and you're able to work through it. And when you look at money that way and you say, okay, you think about, you know, especially if you're older, you know, like I'm an older person. And when you think about all the years that I spent, you know, like drilling. So in my monthly Crush on Debt membership group today, we did this practice where, like, you know, your brain is a hard wire, a hard, like, you know, hard drive. And like we keep going down the same path and it creates this groove that just gets, you know, deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's your spending pattern. So everyone who has debt, I can't say debt statistically right now, it's proven that within 2 years, they rack up double the amount of debt that they had because of their thought process. And when they can captivate those thoughts and rewire their brain to find out what is the pattern that keeps them going back to racking up debt or taking their income and spending it all in one spot, right? So when we think about that, maybe that's why you keep going back to the mindset. Cause like when I hear a mindset, I think of the law of attraction, all of that, like I said earlier. But it's really about the thoughts that we have. And that's what I dig deep into. It's like, okay, what are these thoughts? And how is it helping me grow my money? Because if I say I want to bring in 10K months or 20K, whatever the number, it doesn't matter. Money doesn't care about numbers. Money just wants your loyalty and love and wants you to multiply it. And when you think about it, people say that all the time, but then month after month, they don't hit their goals because they're not taking their actions because of their self-esteem, their self-confidence, whatever's nagging at them, all because we hid from our feelings. And I know because I've been there. I'm still working through it. So yeah, thank you
Guilty
for
as
saying it's never
charged,
one and
right?
done.
Yeah,
It's
it's never one and done. And each time I up level, it's like I used to think you would eventually get to a point where you kind of crawl over the ledge and then you're there. Ta-da! I'm gonna make all the money now. Everything's good. But no, it does not work that way. You up level and then you're faced with new challenges. And the more you have, the more you're responsible for it. And it would be easy if you go back to your old pattern to just blow it all. And you know, one person, someone that I know and trust said to me, and this is really powerful, and maybe you've heard of it. She said, it's like we have a set thermostat. You know, when it comes to money, this is the temperature by which we have become comfortable. So the temperature, if you open the door and it's cold outside, the temperature is going to regulate itself and come back to that equilibrium. And I'm like, that is exactly what happens with our money perception. You know, we for whatever reason, we end up being in the exact same spot. And until something changes, then your reality can't change. But
And the reason why we end up in the same spot is because we're mechanically doing these, there's a habit, and subconsciously we just do it because it's so hardwired into us. And if we can identify it and just change it, it's so simple. It's just like looking at your thoughts and listening to them and processing those feelings, and then like, what is it that I get to do? You know, not that I need to or have to, but what do I get to do? And how do I get to where I want to be? And when you start to change that language pattern, money flows all around you. And your definition of wealth, I mean, a lot of money. I have a client that makes $30,000 a year, perfectly content. He's a millionaire, has a family of, you know, he has a wife and two kids, and they do fantastic because his definition of wealth is to strategically, you know, create little money buckets that serve his needs and lives in the way that they're very simple life. They don't want a lot of the hoopla that we have, you know, like a lot of people want the hoopla. I would interview a guy, he was in real estate, and in 2008, you know, we had that big crash. And he said he was in marketing, and he does marketing now, but he said he got really good at selling things in 2008 because the crash came. He had to sell his seven cars, his two boats, his motorcycle, his huge house. And it just made me laugh because, yeah, you get really good at selling something when, you know, he went from this, you know, a huge amount of money coming in because the real estate market was doing too good. to having to get rid of everything. And when he said he had gone through that, he realized that this stuff's not important. Like, who cares if you have what? Because what did I need seven cars for? You know? And but that's what happens. And it doesn't really matter, like, the amount of money that you have coming in, it's what you're doing with it. And a lot of people will say, well, yeah, I need to make more money. And you might see this a lot with your clients that you work with. I need to hustle and make more money. But when they make more money, they still don't have anything to show for it. What's your
Exactly.
personal experience like with that?
I see it a lot, like you said, and I've been there. I've been there, and it's still like this slow but steady climb out of the old patterns. But it's like, for years, my husband and I, we had this $1,000 line of credit on our regular account so that every month, we'd have that little bit of leverage because of cash flow going up and down. And literally, it was not normal to not be in the minus zone, I mean, only to a minus 1,000, and then his paycheck would come in or my money would come in and we'd fluctuate. But our comfort zone was in the minus all the time. And I think the minute you make more, you would think to yourself, well, if I make an extra $1,000 that month, you would think it would keep me up here. But no, because our patterns are so embedded, we're back down there again. And I think that's something that requires getting really honest about what's happening in here. And for me, the fear and the scarcity that I held on to for such a long time was what was blocking anything from coming in additionally, because I was like holding on so tight to my reality, unbeknownst to me, that I was blocking any potential for it to change. So now, as we continue to transition out of that way of thinking, it's tricky because your old patterns just come back and you're like, oh, there you are. So I think it is an ongoing and very intentional awareness piece that you have to work on and nurture to create a different reality. But yeah.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, I totally 100% agree with that. And it's amazing because people will hear this and they'll be like, oh, yeah, that makes so much sense. But that's all they'll do with it. They'll comment on it and then they won't take the action
Yeah.
because it's no fun to sit back and look at what are my habits? Like, what are some of the things that I'm doing? And we convince ourselves. I have one client who's convincing themselves that they need to buy a plane ticket right now for a trip in July. I said,
Oh.
okay. I said, well, what's that all about? Well, you got to get a good deal the earlier you buy the plane ticket. I said, okay, you can watch the flights. You're going to see a pattern. So, I mean, July's a ways away. And do you have the money available? Do you have a money bucket for that travel? Well, no. We're in the beginning of the stages of creating money buckets. Well, can you create a money bucket? Because if not, where's that money going to come from? Well, I'm just going to borrow from the credit card. Well, no, because you're in the Crush on Debt membership. You're going to be out of
Yeah,
debt, but now you want to
that's not a
use it
good thing.
because, right. And it's like, and he's like, well, and he didn't see it. He didn't see the pattern. And it's frustrating because I can see it, but if I was in that, when I was in that position, I didn't see it. It's like, and I knew something was off, but it's
Right.
where is it? And then just to sit back and your blind spot gets to become when someone else can come and say, hey, look at this is what you're doing. It's like, no, I'm not doing that. And then you're like, oh, I am doing that.
Yeah,
It's
totally. And if you're
eye-awakening.
anything like me, like we have a personal credit card, but it has an $800 limit on it because it's amazing how quickly it becomes 5,000. So we literally keep it small for that reason. And it's only for, sometimes you have to purchase online or whatever. So just getting to know your tendencies and exercising some disciplinary actions. It's required sometimes.
And that's good to discipline yourself to keep limits and things, especially if if I have more money, I'm going to spend more money. And this is the way I can be a good steward and manage the money so that, it when the bill comes, I am able to pay it off. And that's how we leverage our debt. I love breaking up with interest, like zero. I like getting interest, high interest from bank accounts, but from creditors, we like to break up with interest and get zero. 0% is my favorite. It's like a game for me. When you think about you're working with your clients, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Sorry, what was that? My Zoom is freezing. Oh no. Oh no. Oh
Uh-oh.
no. You might want to
No,
pause your
freezing.
recording because my Zoom does this every so often. Hold on. Hold on.
We're good. We can still hear you. So
Can
we
you
hear
hear
the
me now?
weird. Yeah, we can hear you. We've heard you the whole time.
It like I'll go to fix the sound because it goes out and then it freezes. And then I'm like, uh-oh, my Zoom is gonna shut down. So, okay, you can probably edit that out. Sorry about that. I didn't hear that last, very last question because it blocked for
Yeah,
me.
no worries. We don't edit. We like
Okay. Look at
the
me.
raw material. We're
Yeah.
good. So tell us how you work with your clients. What do you do? What's your program like?
What's my program? Well, it's funny you asked. I'm actually doing a mini challenge next week. The idea is take you from the business dream to the dream business. And so there's a transition, and I'm not going to be one of those people that's like, quit your job tomorrow and let's go make $1 million. Like, no. What we're going to do is unpack the purpose for you and the why. Like, what's that desire really about? And then from there, we'll figure out what are the steps you need to take to start from A to Z in terms of actually getting started. And for many people, there's a transition of a year, maybe two even. You're not going to just be irresponsible and go jump off the cliff and hope that you can fly. No, let's build a bridge and piece by piece by piece get you from the job that doesn't fill you up. Or for some people, they're already in business maybe, but they've lost their zest or excitement or purpose for it. And we just need to pivot. So it's what I really do as a coach that just get right to the heart for you. Like, what really excites you? What is the thing? Because what I truly believe is that all of us are uniquely gifted, talented for a purpose. And my job is to help find out what that is for you. You may already know what it is, but maybe you're getting in the way and you're not actually creating that bridge because you are scared or you have limiting beliefs or whatever that could be. My job is to be like, all right, let's go pick up the lumber and the tools and the hammer, and we're going to build the bridge together. And no, you're not going to tell me that you're not strong enough because I know you are. And I'm going to help you. I like to think of building a business with three pillars that are so important. And this is me going through 10 years of not knowing what I was doing to finally figuring this out. You've got to know your purpose, your why. You've got to really get that dialed in and figure that out. And you've also got to get your mindset and your well-being in check. Because if you don't, business is not going to do well. I've learned it. Your business can only grow as much as you do. This is just an indisputable fact. And then the third thing is, what is the strategy and how are you going to implement it based on your goals and where you're going? One thing I don't believe in that I've fallen into with other coaching programs is a one-size-fits-all approach. I don't believe in that anymore. And I believe that where you are and what works for you is going to look very different from the other person. So what I do really is in 6 months to a year, we'll start building out that process. I am literally getting ready in January to launch a program called the Entrepreneurial Dream Accelerator, which is all about that transition piece, how to move you from just dreaming the dream, or maybe you're already started, but you're getting stuck. Whatever that is, we gotta move the needle and help you, you know, because you don't know what you don't know. And my job is to be like the helicopter that can kind of see. I'm like, okay, I've been down that path. There's an alligator down there. Don't go down that one, you know, or like really help you navigate your journey in a way that feels aligned for you. So, in a nutshell, I said that all really fast, but next week I do have a mini challenge. I can provide the link for that. And I am opening the door for this new group program. So I think the best thing to do is if anyone's interested in that program, let me know because it is an application process. I'm keeping the price really low and there's some conditions involved and an application process involved. But if that's something that you're ready, you're on that sort of cusp of like, okay, I'm done with getting in my way. I'm ready to do this thing. Then it's a good time to reach out to me.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing all of that. That's amazing. And what's the best way for our audience to connect with you?
Uh-oh, the sound just cut out on me again. Hold on. Sorry, guys. I know this is crazy. This is technology 101. Just waiting for
No,
it to come back. It's
we
doing the
can still
little
hear
spiral
you.
thing.
Yeah, we can still hear you even though you're on a clock.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. Now we can't hear you. We've just lost connection with the
Oh,
voice.
I can hear you now.
Okay, good. So before you go out again, what's the link?
Sorry.
What's the best way to reach you? What's the best way to connect with you?
Yes. Okay. Are you needing to wrap up now? Because I can't hear you. Oh, I think I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll put the links to connect with you in the show notes. For those of you listening, thank you for your patience during these technical difficulties. So if you're still with us, check the show notes, connect, and find out, you know, if you have a business dream that you feel a little bit, you know, cloudy, a little bit confused, you want some clarity on it, connect with Katie and figure this out. And when you're thinking about setting up that foundation for your business, remember, your financials are part of that foundation. And when you can implement the money multiplier system, you get to 10x your profit. And when is the best time to start? Right now. And remember, it doesn't matter how much money you make, it's what you do with it. Hey, thanks for tuning into the show. Give us a 5-star review and share it with your friends. Get ready to activate wealth. Be the next millionaire with a simple adjustment of your finances using an energetically aligned money multiplier system. You get to build wealth by partnering with money. It's time to have fun with finances. Pick a date. The link is in the show notes to book your wealth activation call where you will get the one solution to multiply your money. Remember, it doesn't matter how much money you make, it's what you do with it.